Crime is a major problem in Jamaica. It has inhibited tourism and foreign investment for years. But recently, there's been a dramatic drop in murders in Kingston's most dangerous neighborhoods, largely because residents have negotiated peace agreements between gangs. As Reese Ehrlich reports from Kingston, it is a grassroots effort with almost no government involvement.
24 young men wearing T-shirts and baggy jeans crowd into a small room at a community youth center in western Kingston.
How many people here have jobs? One, two? So two part-time jobs out of a room of 24.
Unemployment here in Craigtown, an impoverished district in West Kingston, runs at over 90%. That's fertile ground for the organized gangs that peddle drugs and run protection rackets. The gangs retaliate for attacks on their members by randomly killing residents in another gang's area. Class member Patrick Roberts knows gang members who used to set up armed roadblocks at night to stop the drive-by shootings in Craigtown.
People venture in our community and slaughtered our friends and parents on a regular basis. So we had to defend our territory. You know, don't ask me how we tried to defend it, but we had to.
But that still didn't stop the violence. Finally, some residents in western Kingston had enough, and they encouraged gangs to negotiate peace agreements. Roberts says about a year ago, the idea finally took root here in Craigtown.
People were crying for it, you know. The peace process was spreading all over the place, you know. We said, okay, if all of the rest of communities then go full scale in our peace process, then we as to open up our community.
The nighttime barricades came down. The number of homicides in western Kingston declined from 200 in 1997 to 69 last year. This Craigtown gang member, who asked to remain anonymous, says government officials had virtually nothing to do with reducing the crime rate.
First time I see the member of parliament, that was for one day alone. When them three people get slaughtered in them house, the member of parliament come, him look, and say, what's the problem? I will never see him again.
In fact, residents say the government, especially the two leading political parties, hasn't been part of the solution, but rather part of the problem. Jamaica's gangs got their start back in the late 1960s when the country's two political parties formed unofficial armed militias to control poor neighborhoods. By the 1980s, the militias became economically independent by smuggling marijuana and cocaine to the U.S. Today, they form a loose mafia, both on the island and in North America. Here in a West Kingston police station, Detective Inspector Edsel Scott says even today, gangs continue a loose affiliation with the two political parties. The parties occasionally use the gangs as enforcers during electoral campaigns. In return, Scott says, the gangs hope not to face prosecution if their party wins.
They think that politically they can be assisted by their representatives. So I don't think they have severed ties with these people, because from time to time they may just need them.
Back at the Craigtown Youth Center, residents say the government doesn't have the political will to fight crime, so they rely on their own initiatives. But their peace efforts are fragile. A small argument can spark a gang shooting and tit-for-tat retaliation. Anthony Harriet, a university professor who works with the Craigtown community, says the government could play a useful role by popularizing the peace process throughout all gang-controlled areas.
We need to move it beyond Western Kingston to other parts of the city. That requires some support from government. So it will take considerable work over many years. It doesn't need a lot of resources to do this. And this, I believe, is something that we can do.
Crime remains a serious problem in Jamaica. Analysts say the peace process among gangs is a hopeful but tentative step towards reducing the problem. Residents say overall crime won't significantly go down until the government takes positive action. In the meantime, as heard in this community center prayer, residents say they must rely on their own efforts.
We hope and we pray that true love and unity, we can humbly live together as one in our community.
For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich in Kingston, Jamaica.